Welcome to PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
Where there is advantage, there will always be adversaries. Where there is opportunity, there will always be obstacles. And Satan's primary weapon to stop the believer, to neutralize the effectiveness of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, is the weapon of compromise. The subtle strategy of negotiating us to a place of spiritual compromise.
On today's PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can stand firm on God's promises. Now here's Dr. Graham with his message, Compromise.
Take God's word and turn with me to the 8th chapter of the book of Exodus. Moses has just returned after spending 40 years on the backside of the desert. The same Moses who was raised in the house of Pharaoh with all of the privileges of being a son of Pharaoh himself, the king of Egypt, and having rebelled against his own God and getting ahead of God and God's plan for his life, he killed an Egyptian and therefore he fled to the desert. It's been said that Moses spent the first 40 years of his life learning how to be a somebody there in the land of Egypt. And then he spent the next 40 years of his life learning how to be a nobody. And he certainly learned how to be a nobody there in the desert. And then he spent the next 40 years of his life leading the children of Israel, having learned the first two lessons, and how God can take a somebody who becomes a nobody and use them for his glory. Well, when Moses returned to the land of Egypt, he came with strong conviction. The call of God and the authority of God was upon him. And he came without compromise. As a matter of fact, as we say out here in Texas, when Moses came back, he was stronger than goat's breath. He was strong in what he believed, and he said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Well, Pharaoh wasn't going to be an easy pushover. And so Pharaoh said, "No way." And God said, "Way," and sent plagues upon Egypt, terrible plagues. And every one of those plagues was a direct hit upon the false gods of Egypt. For example, when Moses put his staff over the Nile and the river turned to blood, that was a judgment against the worship of the Nile. They worshiped the goddess of the Nile River. And so God polluted that river with blood as a direct hit. They worshiped cattle. And when God sent the lice and so forth against the cattle and the livestock of the land, once again, God was showing his power over all of the other gods and the false gods of Egypt. And four plagues came initially, one after another, becoming more severe. And Moses said, "Let my people go." But there was opposition. Count on the fact, when we say, "Let's rise up and go," the devil will rise up to stop us. Where there is advantage, there will always be adversaries. Where there is opportunity, there will always be obstacles and even opposition. And Satan's primary weapon to stop the believer, to seduce the believer, to neutralize the effectiveness of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, is the weapon of compromise. Compromise. The subtle, clever strategy of negotiating us to a place of spiritual compromise. Christians fail and fall in the Christian life all the time. But they don't fall all of a sudden. It happens after a series of bad choices. We make serious compromises along the way, and then the failure, the fall happens. And that is why the devil uses this tool so often. Just lower your standards a little bit at a time. No one will know what you're doing. No one will see what you're doing. And we begin to tolerate thoughts and ruminate over temptations and ideas that we'd never considered before. And after a series of mental and actual compromises, then the failure comes. God said, "Let my people go." God's plan for you is that you be free, that you be liberated in the Spirit of God to serve the Lord. Let my people go. But again, I say, when we determine to go forward with God, when we determine to live for Jesus Christ, when we determine to be free and to live the truth of God, count on the fact that you have at least one enemy, and his name is the devil. Now, Pharaoh in the Bible is a picture, an illustration of the devil. Pharaoh was a murderer and a liar. He never intended to let the children of Israel go, even though he was offering these compromises and negotiated along the way. He never intended to let them go because he was a liar and a murderer. Many had already died under his cruel dictatorship. They were enslaved. And Satan is a liar. Satan is a murderer. And we are enslaved in the old life to the enemy of our souls. And so when the plagues came and Pharaoh's attention was now focused, that's when in the 8th chapter and verse 25, Pharaoh began offering a series of compromises, four to be exact. They are the same four compromises that he offers, the devil offers today. Compromise number one has to do with redemption or salvation. Look at verse 25. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Go. Sacrifice to your God," underscore this phrase, in the land of Egypt. And Moses said, "It is not right to do so, for we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us?" Now, Egypt is a picture of the world. And in particular, it is a picture of our condition in the world apart from Jesus Christ. We are in Egypt spiritually. We are lost and in spiritual bondage, living under the power of the enemy. And so when God said, "Let my people go," when Moses demanded that Pharaoh let them go, Pharaoh said, "Well, if you want to worship, if you want to be religious, that's all right, but don't go very far. Just stay right here in the land. Don't leave the land of Egypt. Don't make a clean break." Now the devil comes along today and he says, if you want to be religious, if you want to go to church, if you want to be a Baptist, if you want to be a Methodist, if you want to be religious, that's just fine. Just stay in Egypt. And thousands upon multiplied millions of church members today are sitting in churches, but they're still in Egypt spiritually. I'm saying they've never been saved. They think they're saved because they've joined a church. Think they're saved because they've been baptized. Think they're saved because they know the Bible stories. Think they're saved because they believe in God. Nay, the devil believes in God and trembles. Pharaoh said, "Just stay right. We're plenty religious here in Egypt. We've got all kinds of gods here in Egypt. And if you want to worship your God right here, go right ahead." But you see, God had another plan, and it was the only plan. And that was to come out of Egypt. They were to go out under the blood, remember the Passover, and they were to go through the Nile. They were to make a clean break and get out of that place called Egypt. There is one way and one way only to salvation, and that is by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and through to the other side. It is God's way. We're not saved on our own terms. We're saved on God's terms or we'll not be saved at all. And God's terms are these. Admit that you cannot save yourself, that you're lost without the Lord Jesus Christ, that you can never by good works or religion or church or any of that approve yourself or gain the acceptance of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Admit that you can't save yourself. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for your sins. And by his blood and his blood alone are we saved. And that one who died, he paid your sin debt. He offered his life. He offered his blood upon the cross for you. He lives that you might have eternal life. And therefore receive the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. That's what it means to be born again. That's what it means to be saved, to put your personal trust and faith in Jesus Christ and him alone, alone for salvation. There's a word in the Bible that you don't hear very much. It's that word, repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Repent means that you're going one way. You're walking away from God. You're walking towards the judgment of God. You're living for self. You're living in Egypt. But when you repent, you turn around and trust in Jesus Christ, and you by faith receive him as your Lord and Savior. That's a clean break with the world. That's a clean break with sin. That's a clean break with the past. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, everything becomes brand new. Now, the devil doesn't care if you're religious, if you're still lost, if you're still in Egypt, and the compromise is so deadly subtle. Why, you go to church, just go to church every now and then, you'll be all right, you'll get to heaven. Practice your religion, after all, aren't all the religions the same? We're all trying to get to the same place. And then we begin to tolerate those things in our minds and in our hearts, and we end up still in Egypt. I am preaching to people today who are still in Egypt. You may be a preacher. You may be a deacon. You may be a Sunday school teacher. You may be a regular attender of your church, but you're lost without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Come out of Egypt, repenting of your sin and receiving by faith the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, compromise. We know there's no limit to the power of God's Word to transform lives. That's why we're asking for your help to reach a critical $800,000 financial year-end goal so even more people can hear God's life-changing Word through PowerPoint. And thanks to a generous matching grant, your gift today will be worth twice as much. So please call now to give, and we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Pastor Graham's book, Choices. Call 1-800-795-4600. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or shop for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. And remember, if you miss any part of today's broadcast, you can hear PowerPoint with Jack Graham 24 hours a day at jackgrahamradio.com. Now let's get back to today's message, compromise.
Well, Moses said, no way. No way. We're going to come out of Egypt. So, Pharaoh, just as Satan, has another compromise. And we see that in verse 28 of Exodus chapter 8. Would you look at it in your Bibles? Now watch how this works. Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Pharaoh said, all right, now if you're going to go, you don't have to go very far. Moses, don't be an extremist. Don't be a fanatic. Don't be a fool. If you want to be religious and if this crowd wants to worship this God, that's fine. Just don't go very far away. Don't get too excited about it. Don't get fired up about it. Just go do it and come back. Stay as close to Egypt as you can. And that is the spiritual condition of so many today. Borderline believers. They've come out of Egypt, they're saved, but they're barely saved. In fact, if you were to compare their walk and their witness with the life of an unbeliever, there would be almost an imperceptible difference. Still living close to Egypt. People who are compromised because they're not separated from the world. Did you know that God has called us to separation, spiritual separation, and complete obedience to God? Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. But we don't like being odd. We don't like being different. And so we accommodate, we tolerate, we negotiate our testimonies so that no one will think that we're foolish or that we're freaks or that we're extremists or that we're radicals. Would to God that we had more Christians today like the Apostle Paul who said, I'm a fool for the sake of Jesus Christ. The devil says, don't go very far. Compromise. Thank God for Moses who said, no, we're not going to go just a little way. We're going to go all the way with the Lord. And there came another compromise. Look in chapter 10, verse 11. After another set of plagues, boils and hail and fire, Pharaoh was ready to talk again. And so in chapter 10 and verse 11, he offers another option. In fact, let's back up to verse 8. So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go, serve the Lord your God. Who are the ones that are going? All right, he said, who's going? And Moses said, we will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds. We will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Then he said to them, that is Pharaoh said to them, the Lord had better be with you when I let you and your little ones go. Beware, for evil is ahead of you. Not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord, for that is what you desired. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. He said, who's going? Moses said, we're all going. Our little ones, our old ones, our families, the grandparents, mom, dad, kids, we're all going. We're all leaving here. And Pharaoh said, better be careful now. Now think this through, Moses, because it's going to be dangerous out there. Those little ones could suffer. Your families might not make it. Just the men go. Leave your families behind. Oh, how the devil hates family faith. We need to say, men, we're going all out with God. We're going all the way for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're taking our family with us. We'll not let the world, we'll not let the devil have our kids. And therefore, we, like Moses, will be prophets of God. We'll be strong in our convictions, men, to say we're going, all of us, to serve the living God. Well, there was one last assault upon Moses and his bold, courageous stand. And it came at verse 24 of chapter 10. More plagues came. But Pharaoh is still resisting. He's still hardening his heart. And so at verse 24, Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you. He said, all right, go. If you're going to worship God, If you're going to get all excited about this, go. That's all right. Go ahead and even take your kids, take your family with you. But leave your flocks and your herds and your possessions in Egypt. You see what the compromise is? It's a compromise concerning dedication. In particular, the stewardship of your possessions. It said, leave your possessions in the world. Leave your business in the world. Leave your social life back there in Egypt. Leave your money in Egypt. Just go ahead, but leave your money behind. Now, why would Pharaoh do that, and why would the devil still do that today? Because those flocks, those herds would be used of the children of Israel to worship and sacrifice unto God. They would be used to continue the mission of the people of God on their way to the land of promise. And Pharaoh knew, and the devil knows today, if he can just keep us from giving all that we have and all that we are to the Lord Jesus Christ, then he can compromise the witness of the people of God and the testimony and the church of God. It takes possessions to minister to people. It takes money to grow great churches. Therefore, God has a plan for stewardship. God has a strategic plan for stewardship. It's not fundraising. It's not gimmicks or gadgets. It's a simple strategic plan. In the Old Testament, it's called tithing. In the New Testament, it's called, as God has prospered you, give. Because everything that we have, everything that we own, belongs to God. And so we simply return to God as He has designed, as He has designated, beginning with the tithe. You say, now wait a minute, isn't that Old Testament stuff, all that tithing business? Let me tell you something. Any Christian who won't give more under grace than a Jew gave under the law is a disgrace to grace. But Satan comes along and he says, leave your possessions behind. I love what Moses said. Verse 25, Moses said, you must also give the sacrifices of burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us, not a hoof shall be left behind. He said, not a hair, not a hide, not a hoof is going to be left behind. We're going. We're all going. We're all going together. And we're going with everything we've got to the glory of God. Uncompromised with our time, our testimony, our talent, our tithe to follow the living God. I can't close this sermon without showing you what happened at the end. Verse 27. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, get away from me. Take heed to yourself and see my face no more. For in the day you see my face, you shall die. And Moses, that great non-compromiser, said, you have spoken well. I will never see your face again. And indeed, Moses was a prophet, for when the children of Israel went out under the Passover lamb by the blood of the lamb, they went to the Nile River, and Pharaoh and his army drowned in the Red Sea. Just remember, stay strong. Be bold, trust in God, because there's victory in Jesus and there's death apart from Jesus. Say no to every compromise of the enemy and say yes to follow Jesus Christ.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Compromise. We're thrilled to share that your gift today to help meet our $800,000 financial year-end goal will be instantly doubled by a generous matching grant. That means your donation will be worth twice as much to help broadcast the good news of Jesus Christ on TV, radio, and online. To say thanks for your generosity, we'll send you a copy of Pastor Graham's eye-opening book, Choices. So call now to get your copy of Choices when you give to help proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or shop for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Well, foremost, I want you to remember that the devil is going to try to get you to compromise your belief and your faith. In fact, Satan's primary weapon to neutralize believers is through the weapon of compromise. And it is a very subtle and clever strategy on his part. We see this clearly as Moses encountered the Pharaoh. Pharaoh never intended to let the children of Israel go, even though he suggested all kinds of compromises to Moses, who was demanding their freedom. But Moses was full of conviction, and the authority of God was upon him, and he refused to compromise. Now, if you fail to stand in your God-given conviction, you will begin to compromise, and you may not even know that it is happening. You see, Christians don't just suddenly fall. Failure happens slowly through a series of bad choices and seductive compromises. First, you lower your standards a little bit, thinking no one will know what you're doing. Then you begin to ruminate over temptations that you've never considered previously. And after a series of mental and actual compromises, then the failure actually comes. But God doesn't want you to fail or to fall. His plan for you is that you are to be free, that you can be liberated by His Spirit to serve Him and to live in victory. So we can hear God's passion for our freedom in the very words that He told Moses to speak to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." So just remember, when you have determined to live for Christ, you can count on the fact that you will have at least one enemy, and his name is Satan. And when he comes and tempts you to negotiate your beliefs, stand strong like Moses. Stay strong. Be bold. Trust in God. Say no to every compromise of the enemy and say yes to following Christ completely, each and every time you're tempted not to do it.
And that is today's PowerPoint. When you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Pastor Graham's book, Choices. To say thanks for your gift, call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Next time, Dr. Graham brings a message about how to respond when God gives you victory. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.